Tennessee voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. It'll be the first time a foreign-owned auto plant in the South with workers represented by the UAW. Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson died, abducted in Lebanon in 1985. He spent nearly 7 years in captivity. Cause of death unknown. Terry Anderson was 76. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Milwaukee, the driver of a speeding car that ran a red light and slammed into a Milwaukee County Transit bus late Thursday night was dead at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle seriously injured. The bus driver hospitalized. Two bus passengers also required treatment. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin next week. She'll be in La Crosse Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. The U.S. House is set to vote on foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan on Saturday. Individual members of Wisconsin's House delegation are expected to support some of those measures and oppose others. Things are starting to dry out a bit, but wildfire danger remains moderate in all 72 Wisconsin counties following recent rainfall. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 by later today. Tonight, a few scattered showers, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
There's not much time left today.
There ain't no law that I can't. 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on,
gone. So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Two American kids doing best they can.
More
99.7 Max FM.
You must think I'm crazy.
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, if you're looking for a great organization right here in Baraboo, if you need a little help in your life or you just want to help them, make sure you check out People Helping People. Reverend Bill Harris and his crew over there do an amazing job of providing families with food, kids with school supplies, making sure that they have presents at Christmas. We also know about those infamous PHP brat fries and, of course, their Work Ready program where you can get your vehicles detailed. It's an amazing organization. If you want more details about what they're doing over at People Helping People, check out phpofwisconsin.org.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maximum hits.
Close my eyes.
Mostly sunny with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today 63 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 by later today. Tonight, a few scattered showers, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy 48. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody kiss me.
your baby by the hill. Do the next thing that you feel. We were so in vice and I dance all days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst and in her red to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, don't forget that Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 is going to host a monthly breakfast buffet. This is open to the public every second Sunday, every single month, with an amazing menu. Made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade buttermilk pancakes, biscuits and gravy, applesauce, bagels with cream cheese, toast, and drinks of your choosing. Pricing is just $10 per person. Children 10 and under are $1 for each year of age. Now, of course, if you do want more information, you can always contact the Reedsburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, the VFW located at 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Make sure you check out that amazing breakfast.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of April, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School softball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
To be wrong. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, opening statements will begin in the first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president. The first witnesses in Donald Trump's hush money trial are also expected to be called today. The Senate expected a vote this week on those funding bills passed by the House. This time, however, they will be considered as one big package. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on what that means.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote